Hi, guys, and welcome to Keep Hope Alive. I'm back. Yay. And we have a great guest for you today. We have Miss Tammy Cox, and she's a trauma coach. We're going to dive into her story pretty soon. She's an incredible lady, and I got the joy of speaking to her before interviewing her a little bit, and she is so talented. She has so many great advice about marriages and relationships and rekindling. So welcome.
Thank you, darling. It's so good to be here. I'm glad to be your first interview back.
I know, right? So many people don't know I have been in and out for health reasons. And, you know, I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior, chronic pain survivor. I'm not giving up Keep Hope. It's going to keep on going. So, you know, I'm probably have to go back maybe one more time and pray, but, you know, I'm going to do as much as I can. And you as my first guest, getting back in the swing of things is always rewarding. So I love it. Definitely before we get started, I wanted to ask you a simple, fun question. Okay. Out of the past, let's say 15 years, how many weddings have you been to?
I mean, I would guess probably around 35 to 40.
Okay, that tells me you're in the industry. So definitely. What's the background?
So everyone in my family practically is in the industry. My uncle, he officiates weddings. My mom is one of 10. So there are so many people in my family that there is like a wedding every month, I feel like, between now my cousin, all the different generations. But also I did hair for 22 years. So like I would do the hair and makeup and they'd invite me to the wedding. My stepdad's a DJ for weddings for the past like 35 years. And my mom, she makes beautiful formal wear, most of which is like bridal gowns. So lots of people in my world.
That is wonderful. I want to dive into that, learning about all the formal wear. Also, what city are you from?
I'm from San Diego. I moved to Arizona 3 years ago, almost exactly. Had to get out of California, girl.
Gotcha. Texas is seeing a lot of California people here too. So since Toyota came down.
We're going everywhere. We're getting out of California.
It's just craziness just to think of that. I was like, well, it's so sad with the fires happening. And then I don't know if it's just rain or whatever, but I was like, is it just going to shrink away and everybody's going to be pushing at, you know, I don't know. I can't predict that future. Well, the reason I asked you about how many weddings you've been to, one of our biggest sponsors is lifeonrecord.com. So when guests usually go into like a ceremony, what is that thing they have to sign to say they were there?
The guest book.
Yes, definitely. So what Life on Record does, instead of having a guest book, it is a vintage rotary phone that your guests can pick up and leave a message for a minute, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Don't do 30 minutes in a wedding ceremony, though. And say, hey, congratulations on your wedding. We're so excited for you. Or, you know, hey, dude, it's about time you finally put a ring on our finger. So, but right next to the phone, they have a QR code that your guests can take out their mobile device and scan it so they can leave a message on their own device either before or after. The phone number you guys get with Life on Record is good for 1 year, which is great. I tell everybody, if it's a wedding that you're using the phone for, like probably, you know, I would say 10th month, 11th month, have your guests call back and be like, happy first anniversary too, because it's getting collected. It's the gift of voice. And what they do is burn all those messages. You have a choice. They can do a 12-inch vinyl record, or you have a keepsake boombox speaker that all the messages get collected in. So you can sit back, relax, have your favorite glass of wine, have a good laugh to hear all your friends and family wishing you the best and everything. And the plans only start at $99, which is amazing for 1 year. So you can find out more information about them at www.lifeonrecord.com. All right. So Tammy, who is Tammy?
Gosh, I'm still learning who Tammy is. Are you kidding me? The more I open up Pandora's box into my healing journey, the more I discover, first of all, who I am. And then second of all, who do I want to be? And that, my dear, is constantly changing.
That is a good way. Yeah. Pandora's box. I like that, how you brought it into that. So it's like you learn stuff. I'm 46 now, and I'm still learning about me. And every day is something different. And then I have kids, they're 10 years apart, but they tell me who I am too. And I'm like, no, I'm not getting old.
Yeah. I am a mom of three and also a wife. And I definitely have that experience too. My kids telling me, you know, about myself. And the truth is like our identity is formed before the age 8. And so until we kind of crack that open and start, like, for me, I think about it like I go to surgery on that identity that was created in the early years of our life. I go in there and I tweak constantly. If I find something within myself that I don't like, I'm going back in there and I'm changing it. So I don't see myself as like, here I am, here I've landed, and I'll be here forevermore. Oh, no. It's like I'm constantly revisiting that question of who am I? So identity wise, yes, I'm a trauma coach. I'm a relationship coach. But more than anything, like I was telling you previously, I'm all about the healing journey. And the healing journey, from what I've seen so far, it's like it's a journey where we're constantly under construction. Like we never arrive. And even when we transition out of this meat suit, like we still have not arrived. We're forever becoming. So I'm in.
That's great- not the first time I've heard that. And you set your mind on that. And it's like the word eternity. We're really out there forever. And this is just like clothing that we're wearing. And then I started to question, and I know not the question, but I was like, but why do I have to feel pain?
Actually don't.
I know.
I mean, from what I've noticed, there is a certain amount of struggle that kind of leads us to, like for me, I was dealing with so much pain. It was emotional pain. So some people deal with emotional pain, some people physical pain, most of us both, right? But the thing is once we get to the place where we realize that we don't have to struggle anymore, then we don't have to struggle. We could just surrender and let life be what it be. But what I've noticed when you were talking about physical pain, what I know about physical pain is it's immediately related to a traumatic event in your life.
Man, let's see. Let's make a list. So maybe a lot of people are like that. You know, I mean, going back to childhood into adulthood, you know, maybe it does take that. I tried a little exercise and sound so corny, but I don't even know if it really worked. I read to get like a mason jar and write anything that bugged you and fold it up and put it in water. So you have all these notes of things that bugged you, and then you put the mason jar in the freezer, and then like within the year, after a year, you go out and you break it and it's supposed to help you. I don't think anything happened except me writing how I felt on paper and freezing it.
If you believe that it helped you in any way, then it does. See, everything goes back to our beliefs.
Yeah.
So you know how I was telling you pain. I was working with this one lady going through, you know, her trauma, and she had a lot of pain in, you know, her reproductive area. And there was one point that she shared with me, because we would go over wins every week. And she said, I have never had this little pain since I was a teenager. And so we tracked it back. Okay, so where does this come from? And it happened to go back to an event where she was, you know, sexually taken advantage of. And once we worked on that trauma, the pain was like
gone.
So I also had another woman who had not pain, but she had all these food allergies. And I took her through one simple session. It was like not even a half an hour, so quick. And she said she got back. I didn't see her for several months. And she hit me up and she was like, "You don't even understand. I have not had any food allergy since we went through that forgiveness healing session." And so it's not that it's like, you know, the physical body, it has a way of letting us know. It's very literal. It will let us know where we trap our pain in. So with this young lady, it was in her reproductive organs. And so it was kind of, the body was letting her know, hey, we have some stuff here we need to deal with. And so once we did, boom, pain goes away. So the body is very, very literal when it's sending us these messages. So pain is immediately connected, from what I see, my belief, to emotion. Trap negative emotion in the body.
Gotcha. But when it's real pain from a surgery, that's, I know the two difference, but you know, when you were saying our bodies are one to tell us, you know, that's something I had to say to the hospital. I don't want to be here. I have on Easter day, I don't want to be laying here, but my body is telling me I can't get up and down without feeling like I'm bleeding inside of me, like it's a cut. I'm here because my body is rejecting like nausea medicine too, which that's to me not normal. But then, you know, I wish it was also really simple, that like that pain, we're doing this. My doctor said, let's give it a week. Let's try new medication. Let's just see if it's a torn, like I tore something by moving or something and just resting. So, but maybe I should go into these practices that you're saying and really reflect and work on healing this week.
Yeah. I'd take you through one right now if you wanted to.
Maybe offline. I know you're good. I have some things to say. I know other people are going to be like, hey, I got to talk to her right away and stuff. But also you do this for relationships as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So that's like my personal story. What happened for me is once I became a wife, and once I became a mom, so I had a real traumatic childhood and I was able to kind of stuff everything down for years, kind of push it down. But once I became a wife and once I became a mom, my triggers started going just like firing on me. And my nervous system was going, I had all this fear. And so when I started to notice that I was turning into my abusive father with my kids, I was like, Oh, hell no. So this is what started my healing journey. I saw the old patterns pop up from, you know, generations down my down my lineage. And when that happened, I was like, I will not carry on this pattern anymore. This is it. It's done. And so I made a decision that I was going to heal. Also, my marriage was just, it was horrible. My husband was in law enforcement for 16 years. What happens is like we tend to attract someone who triggers our trauma response. And so mine was neglected. So I married a man who was in love with his career. He was obsessed. And I was down here on his list. And in my line of work, we have what are called commands, which are dominating, limiting beliefs that are basically running our life. And through my healing process, what I found was dominant two beliefs were, I'm not lovable and I'm not important. And the way those played out in my marriage was I didn't perceive myself to be loved by him or important. Once I healed myself though, our relationship completely changed. Our family dynamics changed. We all healed through my healing journey. And so now I have this amazing relationship with my husband. We're madly in love. We just celebrated 16 years of marriage yesterday.
Yay, and congrats.
Days ago. Thank you. But it was all because I took this journey to heal myself. So before I saw him as my enemy, until I realized that it was me sabotaging myself. And so now that's who I work with. I work with women who are looking to heal their marriage, save their marriage. And that's all we do is their inner healing work. And it transforms the family just like it did for me. So beautiful.
Yeah, I have the biggest joke on me and I'll admit it to the world, you know? Who cares right now? I call myself the runaway bride. I just run and run and run. So I had three marriages, and two of them were very not good. First one, it happened 2 days before our 8-year wedding anniversary, and it was shock and it was hurtful. And I had to learn that. But my question in life is, why do I run? Am I scared that that's going to happen again? And I think it is. But, you know, I look at the pattern going, okay, I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. I have to be able to understand who I am as a person, because when I started dating, it's been about 5 months ago, I had to learn what I want and what I wasn't getting out of relationships. And it was being able to go out and make new friends and be myself and, you know, carry on. If I wanted to do a podcast, I could do that. I wasn't constantly, who's dinging your phone now? Like, what? Like, don't take a shower with the door shut. You have to have it open. It's just those things. It's been very trauma for me. And I'm like, okay. So when I met the guy I'm with now, and I do love him a lot, it's growing into love, but I was able to share this information with him. This is who I am. This is what I've been through. This is what I don't want to see. And if I feel that something is going to be a trigger for me, let's talk about it, you know, because it's only going to help heal you. So yeah, I'm sharing my story on here now.
Love it.
So yeah, you got me to talk a little bit.
People love to hear your story, because you know what? We all have our shit. Oops, sorry. Hopefully.
No, that's all right. You can say it.
We have the patterns that we were basically downloaded with. And yes. I tell people like this, this is not to be shameful of, because we all have our stuff. And the more we open up, the more we allow ourselves to heal, because we're not sitting here in shame. People who sit in shame for years and years and years, they're very low on the vibration.
Okay, I gotta apologize. This is the first time doing this with dog. Hold on. I'm so sorry. New apartment, guys. Sorry, there's nowhere to put the doggies right now. Continue. I told you there'd be a blooper. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now I'm trying to figure out what I was talking about. Okay, wait. I can pull it up.
So sorry. The triggers.
Oh. No, I can't find it.
You see, these are the fun times. But you know what? You were right on something too while you're thinking about it. Not only in relationships, we were downloaded with generation stuff. Sure. Like in my family, I don't know why. I think it was more like on my mom's side that when the kids get older, they have to call the parent to check on them. The parents don't call the kid to see how they're doing. And I don't know why. I don't do that to my kids. I'll call my daughter. I'll call my son. How is your day? What it's been like, you know? And I'm checking up, even if it's through text. But for whatever reason, it just seems like because they went through that, it gets passed down and passed down just like that. And it's just really hard. So I don't know. Have you ever seen that as a pass down?
You're a high supporter. I don't know if you know this, but you're a high supporter. And so that's your, it's not just your personality, but it's like, so that's why a high supporter tends to attract a controller, right? So a high supporter, if you know anything about that, it's like, if you're a true supporter, you're the last one on your own list. You don't make yourself a priority. Everyone gets to be more important than you. And so your work is really to teach yourself that you are up here, that you get to be first on your list, that you get to be the lead in your own movie.
Yes. Right? Yes, I like that. That's well put.
I mean, well, because all of my, I can spot a well, I can just know someone's personality, right? So, but most of my clients are high supporters, so they tend to attract controllers. And so what we work on, which is, this is beautiful, of course, it's so synchronistic, but what we work on is bringing the supporter up. Sorry. So if the supporter's here and the controller's down here, what we do is we balance the energies out. So we're both like this. So you know how you said, I tell him my boundaries now. I learned from the past and now I tell him, I don't like this behavior. I don't want you to tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want. You know, that's a way for you to balance out your energies. It's actually really good. You're letting him know, no, you're not going to tell me what to do. I will say that. We get to be a give to each other. I want to give to you. I want you to give to me, but in balance.
Exactly.
I'm not going to give you. You're not going to overgive me. We're going to, now it's a relationship isn't completely balanced, but balance over like the course of say 5 years. There'll be times he'll have his lows. There'll be times where you'll have yours, but hopefully over 5 years, you're looking at it and you're like balancing each other out in that love. So it's really good for you that you have learned to kind of stand up for yourself and say, no, this is what I want. And this is what I'm going to have. Because that's a way of taking your supporter up notches.
See, I look at it, we have one life to live. And, you know, if we're not happy with, you know, however our relationship is going with, you know, like a husband, wife, or whatever, you know, even family member, just let them know. It's so important to say, this is how I feel. And, you know, sometimes I'll even tell my family, when you say this, it's not funny. Like, I'm working on this, trying to heal this, but it feels like sometimes they hold on to it, be like, hey, remember when? But, you know, that's not being supportive either. I don't condone that. So,
really not.
You gotta take it
about family relationships. Family is the most, it's so difficult. And the most intimate relationships are the hardest ones. But our family of origin, those relationships are so trigger. It just pulls up all of our triggers. So yeah right. I hate that one too. Don't call me back to someone I used to be.
Yeah, exactly. I think today got brought up. Do you remember back in 2017? And I'm like in my head, now I'm trying to forget that. Like we're in 2024. Hey, what about that eclipse coming? You know, changing the subject, you know. And that's the other thing. I don't watch news because it's too negative. And I just told my family, don't go outside to like Ennis or Kaufman, Texas to go look at that. Just stand outside. And then I heard it's overcast. I'm like, thank God. Like, I don't want to believe in all that stuff or anything at all. So, but, you know, trying to change the subject and steer when you're bettering yourself, it's important to stay with that game plan that you're on making yourself better, which is important in life to move on too. So when you find yourself, you can be in a relationship full, happy and everything. So,
yeah. And also it's just about like, especially for a high supporter like you, just to be able to state your boundaries clearly is a huge win. these are my boundaries. I'm not interested in having conversations that are negatively based. I'm no longer interested in carrying on conversations about the negative past. You know, like that's holding yourself to a standard of like what the conversations I'm willing to participate in are going to be positive or they're going to be non-existent. And if I don't like it, I'll walk away. I'll hang up the phone. You know, that was a huge part of my healing journey. It's just like, I was no longer willing to participate in those conversations. And so stating my boundaries, hey, when we go to that, when we go to those topics and I try and change the subject and you don't want to, I'm hanging up.
Exactly. Now, I wish I could do that if there was a way without somebody getting so mad. I can't believe you hung up on me. Blah, 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 blah. I was just trying to talk about this, you know.
They'll rise to your level. What happens is they'll either stay down there in the negative or they'll rise up to your level. But either way, it's your standard. This is your life. And your emotions are directly connected to the thoughts you think. And the thoughts you think are the reason why you feel any sort of way. And the emotions are going to create the, they create the results of your life, all of them.
Yeah, exactly. And that is so important. And talking about results, I want to take a quick minute, like really quick. Have you seen, and I'm going to try to get them all fixed, but have you seen these on Facebook yet?
Sure haven't. Is that leather?
It is Tegan leather, I believe. So this is Snap Vans. And Snap Vans is also one of our main sponsors here. This top pink one has the word faith on it. And I love that it says faith. And you can only get it with the promo code KHA at snapvans.com. But these are really cool. They make these different ones and they all have the elastic. Wait, let's see if I can show. I got my Pandora. Even you said Pandora box. I was like, I got this crisscrossed. But I've been using it at the hospital. And, you know, I've had mine on for a few months. But whenever, you know, there's so many people in the world that just go through so many different emotions and they came out with a band with this elastic. When you just give it a gentle tug and let it hit here, it goes through your sensory up to your brain and makes you change that thought pattern. So they put like different things on the top: faith, hope, love. They just have so many different options. They are also waterproof, which I love, and they're easy and they're fun. I mean, when I'm at church, I'll look down and it was so funny because the other day the pastor was like, we're going to talk about faith and hope. And he said it together. And I just looked at my hand going, yep, we're right on cue. So, but like they come in all different colors. They're fun. They're outgoing. Do they work? Yes, they work.
They're on your meridians. It's interesting how you like snapped it right here. This is like your meridian line. That's why it does go up to the head. So that absolutely would work.
Yes. And mine are right now kind of like I've been, you know, as I told you, through the hospital and my faith one. My faith one's all torn up because they can never find a vein on me. I feel like I got you and I'm just clicking away at my bracelet. Wow. So, but you know, when you have that redirect thought, it really helps with things too. So if you have OCD or depression or PTSD, you know, I always say with my medical stuff, I went through, I probably got medical PTSD when they had to keep me wide open, awake and surgically try to save me. And I had to go through that awake. That was hard. So I always had my bands and I'm always praying for a good outcome. But with their stuff, they give a portion back to different support groups too that go through mental challenges and stuff or depression organization sites that help people out. But you can find more information about them at www.snapbands.com. And let me spell that for you. It's SnapBands.com. So check them out. I'm kind of rusty here. I guess I'm getting back at the swing of podcasts. Just going to have fun with it, guys. But, you know, going back to everything that you do, being a trauma coach, I mean, you have a program that I was reading that helps couples if they kind of lose their way, you know, and I think about marriages, and then I think about like people who did not want to get married too, that they're just living together, you know, but they've lost their way too. It works the same. And how to rekindle. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I, so I'm getting ready to start another group, and it's all around attracting your ideal mate. Because what I do is not specific to any particular relationship except the relationship between you and yourself. Because once we heal the inner self, every relationship gets better. The more the purest version of you is born, you know, and just think about that. That's where, you know, so much of what we do is just because of that programming. It's like, oh, women are supposed to be this, men are supposed to be that. Oh, this and that. We have all these beliefs. And when we clear out all those beliefs and say, yeah, but what do I want for me? We can create whatever we want. So when we look at any relationship, like for me, you know, you were the supporter in the relationship. Well, I was the controller in the relationship. And so when I looked at who I wanted to be, I didn't want to be that. I wanted us both to be on the same page. So I just focused on me, my inner healing. And once that happened, then we were this really perfect match. So it's really just about healing the self. At the end of the day, whatever the goal is, it's about healing the self, clearing out the limiting beliefs, and creating the new beliefs that now support what you actually want. So When I look at someone who's been married three times, well, you're riddled with fear, right?
Yeah.
It's fear, right? And so when we look at, okay, well, what are the beliefs that are creating this fear within you? And when we can clear those fears out, what happens? There's no fear. And you just get to step into whatever you want, because there's not this like, what if this happens? What if that happens? It's like, no, we're all here to experience joy and love and peace. And yet so much of us are in fear, which is actually wreaking havoc on our nervous system, which is wreaking havoc on our bodies.
Yeah, I agree.
Fearful state 24/7. We're supposed to be in this peaceful state all the time.
You see, and that's what people need. They just need to reevaluate themselves instead of like making a big decision like, oh, I'm leaving you, it's not working, and just running away. That will only add to our things that we need to heal later on in life if we run, if we go into another.
Wherever you go, there you'll be.
Yeah. And, you know,
running from this negative thing, but that negative thing is within us. So when we clear that out, so what happens is when you have a traumatic event does not mean an accident, war, anything. It's a high state of negative emotion. That's it. We all have it.
Yeah.
We all have it very young. It could be as simple as us being reprimanded for doing something we weren't supposed to do. In the child's mind, it comes in as trauma. So when we neutralize the trauma, which is what I do with my clients, we neutralize it. We take the emotional charge out of it. That's all we do. The event is here. All we do is pull the emotional charge, the negative charge out of it. So they could then just have the event with no meaning. No bad, no good. Just is what it is.
It's like, because just also talking about it helps too. Like,
it actually doesn't. There's lots of studies about that, by the way. Because you're not taking the charge out of it. There's lots of different ways you can take the emotional charge out of the traumatic event. However, each person is kind of different. So what would work for them? But we trap emotion in our body. So if I had you close your eyes and I took you back to a memory, I'd say to you, where in your body do you feel this coming from? You'd be able to point to it. Why? Because
I want to try. I'm like, I want to try now.
You want to try it?
Sure, why not? Let's see. Okay, so close my eyes and relax.
Yep.
Okay.
Get relaxed. Make your spine really straight. Take a deep breath in. Open up. Yep. There you go. Now, I want you to pull up on the screen of your mind a specific event. You don't have to tell me what it is. Just pull it up. And I want you to, with your eyes closed, I want you to project it out from you.
Scared to death.
Yeah. Okay. So then I will ask you, first impression, where do you feel is coming from in your body? And all I want you to do is put your hand on it. We probably won't be able to see.
I don't know why.
Okay, perfect. What color, first impression?
Purple.
Purple. Okay. I want you to take your hand on top of it. I want you to pull out all that purple. Pull it out. Yep. Yep. And the reason why I'm having you do this, I want you to pull until you feel like you've got it all. And I want you to be thorough because sometimes that shit hides.
It sure does.
And I'll tell you that the reason why this works is because the first two languages that we learn in human form is color and emotion. We don't
know. Can I open my eyes? No.
Do you feel like, not yet.
Do you feel like a tingling sensation and no pain there anymore? It feels pretty well open, but it was weird because my legs were like tingling, like, ooh, she's doing something fun and healing herself. That's what it felt like. But yeah, it feels like a weight was just kind of taken off. So
yeah.
So sorry guys, scared to death. And I was at one time. So,
but once you pull the emotion out,
mm-hmm.
then what do you have? A neutral event.
Yep. And it's kind of set back. You know, it's weird because my left side, the back of my brain too, like right back there, I can feel like it feels lighter. So, okay, yeah. I'm hiring you. We have to talk every day now.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Heal yourself. It's so easy. I tell people, I'm like, you've overcomplicated healing. It's like so simple. Your body desperately wants to heal. It's telling you, hey, we got something here. Pull it out. Just like you did. You know, since you go to church, I'll bring up a verse, be as little children. And, you know, when you look at a child, they're so pure in their emotions. When they are hurt, they cry. They don't care who's watching. When they're hurt, they cry. When they're angry, they release it. They don't hold on to anything. They're pure with their emotions. As we get older, we're talked out of our emotions. Nope, you're not allowed to cry. Don't be angry. Don't be this. We're talked out of our emotions. So what happens is we stuff them and they just stay in our body and then they turn into disease. So when we pull it out, we get to remove the disease and it's just dis-ease within the body, right? It's not this big, hard thing to get rid of. It's easy and simple, but we're not taught how to do it. So.
See, and I think that goes, it makes me think when I lost my friend, it's been about a year and a half now, but like I knew it was coming, but I cry, but not a good cry until like 6 months later. And I wonder if it was just because I was bottling it down. But I remember my cry was like yelling, like, why do you have to take her now? Like we would talk every single day about being heard. So I do dedicate a lot of this podcast to our conversations that we used to have. And her name was Charity. But like, you know, we just wanted to be heard. People had stories in the world. If somebody could take a minute just to hear somebody else's story and understand, we can learn so much. So, and you know, I'm sitting here talking to you and learning, and you know, I open myself up. I let the world know, hey, I got this and this going on now. So, but you know, that brings me to people who think, okay, well, I have to be this certain way, but I don't want to be judged. And then a lot of people will use the term, I'm the black sheep of the family. And, you know, I will admit, yeah, I feel like the black sheep, but I chose to be tie-dyed now because I'm taking care of myself. So I don't want to be the black sheep. I'm going to get to a white, beautiful rainbow sheep someday. But it's like, we may not always see eye to eye with other people. I mean, what do you
do?
Do what?
Why do we need to?
We don't need to. That's what I'm learning. We don't need to.
It's like we've been, that's part of the training. Our parents go, hey, in order to please me, you do these things exactly how I say. And they basically break our will by using, well, in my family, it was physical violence. So spankings in a very aggressive manner, right? So we are talked out of basically our own intuition. No, you don't know best. I know what's best for you. So you will do as I say. And so what happens is we learn to live our life to please other people and not ourselves. Does that make sense?
No, for sure doesn't.
So it's like as adults and going through our healing process, we recognize I'm here because I chose to be here, because I want to be here, and not for anyone else.
Exactly.
Why would I care if they don't agree with my life or my beliefs or my ways of, you know, being? Like, why would I care?
Yeah. Exactly. I think there was times, you know, I'm just going to say in family, you know, news has been a big thing for both parents, and I tried to understand it. And I love my parents to death, but like, however, just watching it, it's the same story over and over and over. And they're like, but this, and you got to watch it, and these are current events. I go, no, I'd rather watch my soap opera. And that's the truth. I mean, I watch Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful. There's more action in soap operas than the news right now. And even though they're both repetitive at times, I mean, give or take. But I choose to do something that makes me happy. And I can't let myself sit there and just watch something that I don't want to watch because it's going to hurt my soul. So what feeds my soul is when I sing. Karaoke. And that's another thing. With the gentleman I'm with right now, he's a musician and he's a good singer, plays piano, sounds like Billy Joel and Elton John. So when I sit and hear him practice, I'm like, oh my gosh, all my stress is away from the day. It feels so good. It was just music. Music helps me. So I learned that about me, which life is good. And yeah, I didn't know, like when he was practicing, he had headphones on last night. And I go, I can't hear the piano. And he's like, no, I don't want to wake anybody up. He's like, but put it on. And what he was doing, it was so beautiful. I was like, it's really coming out of you. Like, this is like, wow. Like, you know, I was like, I wanted to tell him, can you just hook it up to my AirPod and I can fall asleep to it too. So, but having that as a source and tell people, you probably tell your clients what makes you happy, follow through with it. You know, there also has to be give or take, right? You know, in relationships, but find that common medium.
I say it's always a win-win. We're always looking for the win-win, you know, win-win. Like, yeah. Cause what happens is couples, they tend to go like this. And view themselves on opposing teams. You're on this team, I'm on this team, right? And so everything is like, someone's got to win the arguments. That means someone's got to lose it. And one thing that I teach them is, nope, that's out the window. That is out the window because that's saying there's no room for a win-win. And we're always looking for the win-win. So with my husband, when I went through my healing process, he wasn't on board right away, which is pretty much every client I've ever worked with, her husband is not on board because I don't work with men. I only work with women. And so he's not on board. And I say, it doesn't matter. You are so powerful. You can affect the whole world just by healing yourself. So I say, we work on the communication. There's always a win-win. If you go into a conversation, you say, this is my goal. I want to feel good. I want him to feel good. I want to feel loved, adored, seen, heard, all the things. I want him to feel loved, seen, adored. I want to seek to understand him.
Yeah.
I would love for him to seek to understand me. When you go into a conversation that way versus, I've been thinking about this. I'm right. I got the list. I'm going to tell him everything on the list. Like, do you notice the difference in the energy when I'm like seeking to win versus when I'm like, no, I want him to be so happy too. I want to be so happy. I want him to be so happy. I want everyone to feel loved. It's a very different energy, right?
So yeah.
I believe that there's always a win-win. Does it happen necessarily the first time? Maybe not. My husband and I are not on the same page when it comes to a lot of things. It doesn't matter. We're coming closer together. You know, the Bible talks about this oneness, right? To become one. That does not happen overnight. It does not happen. Never. So here we are as two, you know, beings with free will, and we're coming closer and closer and closer to oneness. But he still has his beliefs and I still have mine, and that's okay. So it's like when with some of the things we don't totally agree on, like our kids, well, you know, he's like, hey, let them be on devices for however long they want. And I'm like, no, you know, so we still have things we're here on, but we're getting closer and closer, and we do compromise on those kind of things. But when it comes to the stuff that I'm really passionate about, or he's really passionate about, you know, there's that too, but there is always a win-win. I believe that to the core of my being, but you got to look for it, because you're going to find whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, that is so true. So well said. Now, if people wanted to come to you and find you on social media, what is your social media outlet?
Well, I'm on all of them. But if you want to, like, my Linktree is probably the easiest way to find all of them. So that's Linktree / Tammy Cox. But I'd have to say my strongest presence is probably on Facebook.
Gotcha. I like Linktree now. That has been my ultimate, you know, to pull up my episodes. Hey, I got a great one I can send to you. Boom. And it's right away. But I learned this last year, I like TikTok a little bit more than Instagram for some reason. And that's just me. I mean, everybody has their own preference, but, you know, I post everywhere. But TikTok lets me be me a little bit more and have the fun outlet. But others like Snapchat, I still need to learn. Maybe it's just I'm getting old or something.
Oh, I don't do Snapchat. I do TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. But TikTok, well, Facebook just seems to be like my, you know, I have like my groups there, you know, my ladies, I have a group of ladies I work with. So, you know, my Facebook group is on there. No other platform has that, you know, as far as a coaching group.
That's cool. Yeah. And having the groups versus business pages is always good. So I definitely have both of them. I found groups grows higher in number than having a page, though. I was like, okay, so which one am I going to feed more to? And then TikTok, you know, looking at numbers, it goes, and then Instagram is kind of trailing behind it. But everybody's like, oh, you got to have a LinkedIn. I have a LinkedIn, but I'm not seeing it do much. So, you know, maybe I need to spend more of its time. But it doesn't mean anybody watching this show. I don't need to hire anybody right now. They always come after you.
That's true. You'll get everyone reaching out to you.
Like, everybody's going to reach out now. No, I don't need your help.
I can't stand that. I get so many marketing DMs. I'm just like, okay, I get that you could help me, you and about, you know, the $500.
Yeah.
No thanks. Like, I don't know you. No thanks.
So even if they sound good, I remember I only checked out one person and they had no friends on a Facebook account, but they wanted to help me. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think so. And it's just different when you do podcasting, and you said you had a podcast before, you know, it's the average person like just writing, hi. It's not me trying to be rude or anything. I really just don't know you. Hi, fan. I don't know how to say it. But, you know, another thing is I had to learn a lot about catfishing this last year. I got catfished pretty bad. So I was like, I'm stronger than this. I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to teach about this. But, you know, I don't even think the person, it wasn't him doing it, but it was people portraying them. And it even got as far as they did a video call. It only lasts like 10 seconds, but it showed his face. But it turned off right away. And I was like, oh my gosh, is that AI? Was it somebody taking a face of somebody and saying this is them? So it got me wondering, how scary is this world going to get later on?
Like, so catfishing you is in like relationship?
So somebody reaches out to you, and it was my fault because I wanted to interview this person and I thought it was the real account, but then it turned into, it wasn't, I guess, a real account. And they're like, Hey, I want to talk to you on Telegram. I want to talk to you on WhatsApp app. That's the only way, my manager, blah, 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 you know? And then there was keywords and I'm like, no, this is not you. And another account that was his, I'm so sorry that happened to you. I hate when people do this. Da, 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 da. And it was the same story all over again. So, but it happened 10 times. I ended up listening to MTV's podcast. I think it's called Catfished. And I was watching my son play football. I was listening to it. I'm like, oh my gosh, all this stuff is happening. Like, you know, I would like to say the last time I talked to the person, they apologized again, but I don't know if it was the real person. So I'm just at that point, it's like, it is not worth my time nor my energy, but was there a trick? And yes, there was a trick. So you got to be careful in the world, but definitely. I want to thank you so much for coming on. And I mean, this is wonderful. And I want people to reach out to you and, you know, if they want to get, I guess, do you have reading material or?
Gosh, I have endless, I have endless, what is it called when you,
I'm like possibilities. Here I am going, hey, I've been in the hospital. I don't know. There's
maybe it'll be it.
See, I told you it's gonna be fun. We got this, girl.
Blogs. There we go. Blogs. I have written so many blogs, mostly all around relationships, but then just the healing journey in general. But I do have a video. That's probably the gift I give the most.
Yeah.
How to save your marriage, whether or not your husband is on board. And so I would love to give that to you. Anyone who would love to, you know, who's looking to really save their marriage. You know, I've noticed that I tend to attract women who their husbands are. They've been doing all the counseling. They've been going to therapy. They've been doing all the things and nothing has worked, which was actually my journey too. I went to counseling. I went to therapy. I'd read the books. I did this seminar, that seminar. And it really didn't work until I started doing the deep inner work, which was the trauma stuff. Because things would get better, a little bit, they'd get better and then they'd go back and then they'd get better and then they'd go back. So that's why I say talk therapy. I don't believe it works because
just I'm agreeing with you now, because I mean, back in the day, it's like, go see a counselor. And I'm like, no, go see Tammy. Like, that's what it's coming down to. I love that you're on, because if you're out there to help people sort this and get through this, that's amazing. So should be very, very proud of what you do and everything. So
awesome, yeah. Like when I get any of my clients with their wins, and they're just like, I've never been this happy. Like, I didn't know this kind of peace existed. I didn't know I could feel this good. It's like, yes.
Yay. Yes. It feels good.
Like, this is how juicy life gets to be. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be painful. It could just be like magical. Like, I tell them in the beginning, I'm like, in 3 months, you are going to feel so delicious. You're going to become a vibrational snob. So, you know how you said, like, talking to someone who's wants to talk about the news or whatever, it's like, you are going to be so addicted to feeling good that you will not be able to engage in those kind of conversations because you're so used to being up here. Like, yeah. That's what you get to be, just like in this like magical, utopic, like peaceful serenity. Like, that's the
Thing. That is so cool. Well, really quick, I wanted to thank our other sponsors too, who make Keep Hope Alive afloat. As we mentioned, we have lifeonrecord.com, your vintage rotary phone guest book, which is really cool, snapbands.com. Sorry, you had to see my boo-boo. I think I'm gonna start teaching how to do shots and everything, but we'll help with any, you know, depression or OCD and help you snap it right out. And then we have Ogden Ventures LLC, MarquiseOgden.com. He is a former football player, a public speaker, and best-selling author. And he has his own podcast too. So check out his stuff. I'm going to spell out his first name for you. It's the website, www.Marquese, MarquesOgden.com. Then we have BridalShowsInc.com. If you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and planning a special event like a wedding, they have about 5 different trade shows they do throughout the year that showcase all the different vendors, from DJs, bands, hairstylists, wedding gown makers, photographers. You can come and check them out. Then we have Miles and Smiles Events.com. Miss Deborah Rose, her background, she's an investigator, but when she goes and does events, she is a handwriting analysis and a lipstick reader, and she is 100% accurate, which is really cool. My mouth just kind of dropped open. How did she know that? So check her out for your next event. Then we have Bryce Harney. It's www.brycemagic.com. You've probably seen him on TV. He is a wonderful magician and mind mentalist who's going across the United States right now doing big time shows and everything. But check him out. I mean, I tell people, go on to YouTube, type in Bryce Harney. It should pull up all his magic tricks and everything. Then we have RichmondPunch.net. Richmond graduated from the Juilliard's top honors. He's a violinist. He's been in the event industry, I gotta say, 30 plus years. He's performed in front of a million people before and also had two spots, I guess, on Lifetime shows as a background violinist and everything. But he's up for events. He's actually on tour right now too. So congratulations, Richmond. And our last one is TK Hair Salon. They do my hair. I'm going back. I'm looking at my roots coming in right now, but they do men's, women's, children hair, the color, the, you know, perms. I think body waves are coming back in or something. And I hear the boys are starting to get body waves. I was like, wow. But they also do the facial stuff. You can check them out. They are located in Plano, Texas. So when you are here in Texas or want to make a special trip, come and check them out at www. tkhairsalon.com. And I want to thank you so much, Tammy, for coming on. Life on Record gave everybody a number. It is 866-780-HOPE. If you have any questions for Tammy, you can always call that number and leave a message. Also on the website, www.keephopealivepodcast.com, there is a voicemail message section that you can leave a message for her as well, and I'll get that sent to her. We can send info. But other than that, I want to thank everybody who is watching. Wherever you guys find your podcast, you'll be able to find Keep Hope Alive. And as it's been my first time back in a while, thank you for being my first guest, Tammy.
My pleasure, darling.
Oh, yeah. And sorry about the dog blooper. Oops. I got to try to figure that one. So until next time, guys, love and light. Mwah.